Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schechter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Yilui Nishmas, Binyamin Meir ben Rav Dov Yitzchak Olav HaShalom.
Welcome everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, the shiur on Daf Tes Zayin. We have here the sugya of Ein Moichrin Klei Zayin La'akum, not permitted to sell weapons to a goy. Now there's a machloikus rishonim, what the reason for this iser is. Rashi on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskil Shal Shaloi, says, V'chol Hanoch Mishum D'lo Lizku B'hu Yisrael. The iser is because we're afraid that if we sell weapons to a goy, the goy is going to be mazik a Yisrael with those weapons. The Ritva and the Chinuch say a different reason. They say that the reason why it's aser is al slifnei iver. A goy is mitzuva on Shviches Domim, it's one of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. If we sell weapons to a goy, and the goy now has the yecholus to kill someone, so we're over lifnei iver. Now, the Gemara on top of the Amud brings a memra, Amar Avada Barahavo, Ein Moichrin Lohen Ashashia Shol Barzel, My Taima Mishim Dechalshi Minayhu Klei Zayin. We're not permitted to sell to a goy blocks of metal, because they make weapons from this metal. So the Ritva, Lishitasai, asks a shayla like this. He says, L'chayra, when we sell the block of metal to the goy, that's not lifnei iver, that's lifnei de lifnei. We learned the sugin daf yudala that lifnei de lifnei is mutter. Why? Because it's an indirect cause of the iser. So over here in this case, where we're not actually selling weapons to the goy, we're only selling him a block of metal, and he then has to go. And he has to make it into a weapon. So l'chayra, that's lifnei de lifnei, it should be mutter as a frek de ritva. Obviously, this question is only l'shitase. According to Rashi, that the issur of selling a clay zayin to a guy is because we're afraid that the guy is going to be mazik Yisrael. So what's the difference? At the end of the day, Chazal made a takana that it's usur to sell a weapon to a guy or anything that he could make a weapon out of because we don't want that a Yisrael should have a hezek. That has nothing to do with lifnei or lifnei de lifnei. There's no heter lifnei de lifnei in this case. But according to the Ritva, who learns that the whole issur here is an issur of lifnei iver, say bazoi, it's a good question. L'chayra, this case is lefnei de lefnei. So the Ritva answers like this. He says, the only time there's a heter of lefnei de lefnei is when the person that you're transacting with is not the iver. He's not the person that's going to be over the iser. So l'mashal, the Gemara in Daf Yudalad, which says that you're allowed to be meicher a chavilo b'levoyne to a goy, because he himself is not going to use it for tekruvus avodah zarah. He's a wholesaler. That's why he's buying a whole chavilo. What's he going to do? He's going to sell it to a different guy, and that second guy will be over the Yisr of Avodah Zarah. That's Lefnei de Lefnei. But when the person himself will be over the Yisr, even though he has to do something in order to be over the Yisr, even though he has to melt down this metal to create the weapon, but he himself is the one who's going to be over the Yisr, there's no heter of Lefnei de Lefnei in that case. This is the Ritva's Teretz, and this reminds us of Shitas HaToysvis in Davvov, where Tosfos asked on Rashi that the Gemara there declares what's the reason for the Isser of the Mishnah of Loses Veloses Imohim? Why is it also to do business with a guy B'yoyim Edom, or 3 days before B'yoyim Edom? And the Gemara declares a Shaila what the Isser of that is. Is the Isser of Shema Ozel Duma Ozel Umoideh, or is this Lefnei Iver? And Tosfos asked on Shitas Rashi. Rashi holds that all business is Osir, so Tosfos asked on Rashi, how could it be Osir Als Lefnei Iver? So, Enoch and Ami, if I sell to a guy Midididit Akruvus, we understand how it could be also Als Lifnei Iver. I'm selling to a guy something that he's going to be Makrav Tavay Dezara. But if I buy something from the guy, so all I'm giving him is money for Ektoisvis. So how could there be an Issa of Lifnei Iver? You can't be Makrav money to an Avoy Dezara. So how could the Gemara have a tzad that it's also Als Lifnei Iver? It's Poshit that it's also only Als Dilmoz Olamoid. So Toisvis says, V'shem Yesh Leimer, Shemamtzi Loimois Lichnei Tzarchi Avoy Dezkechovim. By giving him the money, you're allowing him now to go buy Tzarchei Avodah Zarah. He's going to go buy Tekruvus Avodah Zarah. So we spoke out then. The stipler brings down from the Sefer HaChinuch that the Sefer HaChinuch is Chaylik on Tosfos. He says that it's Mutar Als Lefnei De Lefnei. What are you doing? You're buying something from the guy and you're giving him money. The guy's going to take the money and he's going to buy Tekruvus Avodah Zarah. That's Lefnei De Lefnei. Lefnei Ibel Zite Michal means that you're not allowed to give the guy Tekruvus Avodah Zarah. But to go ahead and give him money, and he's going to go buy Tekruvus Avodah Zarah, that's a geirim de geirim, it's 2 steps away. So that's mutter, that's lefnei de lefnei, which is mutter. So this Ritva by us, who says that the only time is lefnei de lefnei if it's 2 separate people, But if it's the person himself who's going to be over the Isser, there is no hetav lefnei de lefnei, that stems very well with Shitas HaToisus. That just like Toisus over there says that when I give the money to the guy, even though the guy now has to go do something, he has to go buy Tekrubis Avodah Zarah, afilu achi it's Aser, because he himself is the one who's going to be over the Isser. So to over here, it's also to sell a block of metal to a guy, because even though he has to do something, he has to make a weapon out of it, afilo hachi, he himself is the one who's going to be over the Isser, and Mimele there's no heter of lefnei de lefnei. L'chayru, what's shver though, is the shittas achinuch. Because as we spoke out, the chinuch says, the chinuch learns pshat in our sugya, similar to the ritva, that the reason why it's also to sell a klezayin to a guy is also the Isser of lefnei, he speaks that out mefurish. The chinuch also says, then in the case of Toisvis, where I'm buying something from the guy and I'm giving the guy money, it's mutter because it's lefnei de lefnei. Oy bazoy, there's a tzarachin on the Sefer Achinuch from our sugya. Our sugya says that it's also to sell a shashia shel barzel to a guy. And the reason is, the chinuch himself says, the reason is, because of this lefnei even. The Ritva asks, aye, it's lefnei de lefnei. And the Ritva answers, it's not lefnei de lefnei because it's the same person. But the chinuch holds that even if it's the same person, there still is a heter of lefnei de lefnei. So l'chayra, how does the chinuch understand our sugya, it should be mutter als lefnei de lefnei? So l'chayra, we have to say that there's a chiluk between the two cases. This that the chinuch says, that it's mutter to buy an item from a goy, because even though you're giving the guy money, and the guy is going to go ahead and use the money to buy Tekruvis Avodah Zarah, it's still mutter because it's lefnei de lefnei, is different than the case of selling a block of metal to a guy, and the guy is going to have to go ahead and melt down the metal to create a weapon, and then use it to kill someone. That's aser. And in that case, there's no heter of lefnei de lefnei. And the chiluk is like this. Because in the case of giving money to the guy, there, the guy is not going to be using the money to do the actual iser. He's only going to be using the money to buy Tekruvis Avodah Zarah, and then use the Tekruvis to be over the iser. That's lefnei de lefnei. Over here, this metal, the metal itself will be used to kill someone. It's true that it cannot be used to kill someone in the state that it is now. It has to be melted down, it has to be shaped into a weapon, and then it could be used to kill someone. But it's going to be this piece of metal that was sold to the guy that's going to actually commit the Aveira. That's not lefnei de lefnei. Even though the guy has to go ahead and do something, even though as is, the guy can't be over the Isser. Afilu haki, this itself is the Michshal. The Memela is no hetter lefnei de lefnei. It's different than the case where the Yid gives money to the guy and the guy takes the money to buy something else. There is a heter lefnei de lefnei. Come to chayis that we have two machlokes in between the Ritva and the Sefer Achinuch. The first machlokes is whether there's a heter lefnei de lefnei if it's the same person. The Ritva holds the whole heter lefnei de lefnei is only if it's a different person being over the Yisr, not the one that you were transacting with. And the Chinuch holds no, it doesn't, lav dafka. Lefnei de lefnei could be a heter even if it's the same person, as long as he's not using the item itself that you gave him to be over the Yisr with. The second machlokes is whether we consider the weapon that's made from this Ashash Yeshel Barazol, whether we consider this the actual metal itself. The Ritva says no, it's considered Panam Chadashis Ba'olakan, and the only reason why there's no Heter Lefnei de Lefnei is because it's the same person. And the Chinuch holds no, this piece of metal itself is considered the same piece of metal that the guy is going to use to be over the Isser. It's not considered a new item, it's considered this item, and therefore there's no Heter Lefnei de Lefnei. Now, based on this shaila of how to learn our sugya, the Isser of Klei Zayin, whether it's an Isser of the Lizki Bei Yisrael, or it's an Isser of Lifnei Iver, we can understand the machlokes, the Baal Amor, and the Ramban. The Baal Amor is handling a shaila in the sugya of Ein Meichrin Behema Gasa Lo'ivit Kechov. The Chazal, Shtaldavek, an Isser, a Takonas Chachomim, that it's Osir to sell a Behema Gasa to a Goy. The question is that the Minig HaOlam is not so. The Minig HaOlam is, yes, to sell Behema Gasa to a guy. Not only that, the Goinim and the Kadmoinim who saw people selling Behema Gasa to a guy were not Moicha. So how could it be? How could people be over this Isser? And how could it be that the Gedali Yisrael did not tell them that it's also for them to sell Behema Gasa to a guy? This is the Baal Amor's question. And the Baal Amor says, a teretz based on our Gemara. The Gemara asks a question, we do sell clay zion to a guy. So the Gemara says, we sell it to the Persians, to the Parsoim, because Magnu Ilavon, they protect us. So since they protect us, so mimeila it's mutter to sell a klei zayin to the Parsiim. This is what the Gemara says. Says the Baal Amor, oy bazoi, it's mutter to sell susim uprodim behemagasis to a goy. Why? Because they use these animals, they use these behemagasa to protect us. So the same teretz that the Gemara says why we're allowed to sell klei zayin to a goy, so too the same teretz applies to selling behemagasa to a goy. For the same reason, the magnu ilavon, they use it to protect us, they use us to police the cities, to protect us from enemies, from marauders. So ibazoi, it's mutter to sell a behemagasa to a goy. This is the Baal Amor. The Ramban asks that l'chayra, it has no shaykhis. This that the Gemara says that it's mutter to sell a klei zayin to a goy because it's magdu ilavon, that's because the lashon of the Ramban is harei haganason oyle yosim and a hezek shalahem. The pros outweigh the cons. The fact that they use these klei zayin to protect us is more than they use it to be mazik us. So ibazoi, in this takon itself, that it's also to sell a klei zayin to a goy. So we say, listen, lamaisa, with these klei zayin, it comes out more positive than negative. They use it to protect us more than they use it to be mazik us. So mel it's mutter. But the isser of behemagasa has no shaykhis to hezek, has no shaykhis to hagana. There is an isser atu sheilas chiris v'nisyun, it's an isser atu shvises behemte, it's an isser atu mechaber. There's a takanas chachom that it's also to sell behemagasa to goy, which has no shaykhis to magnu ilavon. So what kind of teretz is that? This is the Ramban's cash on the Baal Amor, but lefi hanal, lefi what we said, now that there's a machlokes rishonim, how to learn the isser of Mechiras Klei Zayin to a guy, now we can understand Pshat and the Baal Amor. We said that there's Machlokes Rashi and the Ritva. Rashi holds that the Isser is because we're afraid that the guy is going to be Mazik Yisrael. And the Ritva learns that the Isser is Lifnei Iver. So now, Bishlam, according to Rashi, we can understand what the Gemara means when it says, why do we sell Klei Zayin to the Parsiim? The Magnu Ilavon, like the Ramban says, that Haganoson is Oyle Yosim and Ahezek. What are we afraid of? That they're going to be Mazak or Yisrael? No. But since they use these Klei Zayin to protect us, so Mimele it's Mutter to sell to a guy. But according to the Ritva, that the reason why it's Osir to sell a Klei Zayin to a guy is also Lifnei Iver. So what does it help the Magnu Ilavon? What happened to the Isser of Lifnei Iver? Lamaisa Giret, the guy uses his implement, he uses his weapon to kill even another guy. It's Isser Etzicha. Shvichas Damim is one of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Nef. So what does it help the Magnu Ilavon? How is that Matir us to be over the Isser of Lifnei Iver? So the Ritva is Ma'ira the Shaila, and the Ritva says it's Hatzala Seinu, which means Enoch Hanami, there is an Isser of Lifnei Iver. But since we need protection, if we wouldn't have protection, there would be a Shaila of Pekuach the Fashis. So maybe we have no choice. We have to be over the Isser of Lifnei Iver. Enoch Hanami, when we sell a Klei Zayin to a guy, the chances are that he's going to go ahead and use this Klei Zayin to murder someone, to murder even another guy, and Taki's going to be over the Isser Shvichas Damim. So what can we do? We need their protection, and the only way for us to get the protection is by selling them Klei Zayin. Oibazoi, that's Deicha the Isser of Lifnei Iver. So Lefize is very understandable what the Baal Amor is saying. The Baal Amor is learning that the Isser is Lifnei Iver. Memela what's Pshat the Magnu Ilavon, that we need it for Hatzal Oseinu, we need it for Pikuach Nefashis, we need their protection. Oibazoi Zakta Baal Amor, who adin, that this het of Magnu Ilavon will help us for the Isser of Mechiris Mehemagasa. Just like over here, where there's an Isser of Lifnei Iver, Chazal Wamatir, because Magnu Ilavon, Hatzal Oseinu, so too in the case of behemagasa, where there's an isser atu shvisus behemta and isser atu mechamer, but still atzalaseinu would be doicha those yisurim, and it would be mutter to sell a behemagasa to a goy in order to have magnu ilavon. Now, benugeh the etzim shaila of how is it that the minig has become to sell behemagasa to a goy against the takanas chachamim that says that it's also to sell a behemagasa to a goy. So toisvis and after zvavamer aleph says a different mahalach to explain why it's mutter. Tosfos says, based on the Gemara here on top of the Amud, the Gemara had asked the Shaila, Chiti v'sari nami loy, we shouldn't sell to the goyim chitim u'sa'irim in order not to give them chiyus. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav, i'efshir hochanami, if it would be possible not to sell them chitim u'sa'irim, hochanami, the din would be, that would be also to sell them so that we shouldn't be mechaya them. Rashi learns, e'efshir b'loy eva. If it would be possible, without eva, without them hating us, then enoch anami, it's takasa to sell. Toyser says, no, that's not the pshat. Yefsher means Yefsher beloy hefsid. If it would be possible for us to live this way and not have a hefsid, meaning if it would be possible for us to sell our excess chitim usairim to other yidin, then ain't no chanami. Then that's what we should do. We shouldn't sell it to goyim. But since we don't have enough buyers, and if a person doesn't sell to a goy, he's going to end up with a hefsid, so mamela, he's allowed to sell chitim usairim to a goy. Says Toisvis, that Bimei Chazal with the Yidden live together. So if a person had a behemoth that he needed to sell, he was always able to find the Yiddish Akaina. So then ain't no Hanami. That's why Chazal made the Geder, made this Isser. They ain't Meichem Behemagasa, Leibe Kichov. However, Bismaneinu, we were Mufuzer, Mufurid Bein Ha'amen. And if a person has a behemoth that he needs to sell, if he doesn't sell it to a guy, he's going to have a Hefsid. So under those circumstances, Chazal were not Goyzer. This is what Tosfos says, and Tosfos fears Zeus there on the bottom of the Amud has Vavam and Aleph. He says, "Uposek Rabbeinu Baruch, the Lefi Zeh, Ein Lahatir Ela Kshekoina Hasus Letzerech Atzmai, V'Nimlach Olav L'Moichrei." He bought a horse. He thought he was going to use it himself, and he changed his mind. Dimloyim kirenu yafsid. If he doesn't sell it to the guy, he's going to have a hefsid. He paid money for it. Now he has nothing to do with it. He has no use for it. He changed his mind. So now, if he doesn't sell it to the guy, he's going to have a hefsid. Abalakech susim l'moichram. But if someone's a horse dealer, and he buys susim in order to sell them, kidei laharviach, aser. Dloy yikachim v'lay afsid behem. If the whole heter is hefsid, so then he shouldn't buy them and he won't have a hefsid. If someone already bought it and now he has to unload it, he has nothing to do with it, so that's a hefsid. He lost, he paid money for it, and now he wants to recoup the money that he paid. But if he never paid money for it, so we tell him, don't buy it, and don't have a hefsid. You're not going to be able to do business? That's not called a hefsid, that's called minias harevach. That's called that you won't be able to do business, you won't have the revach from doing business. Minias harevach is not hefsid, and therefore if the heter here is hefsid, this is not considered a hefsid, and the halacha is that you would not be permitted to trade, to deal in horses. Now, I saw in the Dibros Moshe, he asks a very strong question on Tosfos, b'shem Herschel. He asks like this, the Gemara in Daf Tesvav Amar Aleph had said, Rav Ada Shara L'Zvuni Chamra Ayoda D'Safsira. Rav Ada was matir to sell a chamor, a behema gasa to a goy, Ayoda D'Safsira, through a safsira. A safsira is a broker. He takes behemas from the moichrim, and he sells them to the loichrim, he finds buyers. That's a safsira. So why? What's the heter? So the Gemara had said like this, Imishum Nisyuni, if you're afraid of testing the behema on Shabbos, which is an Isra of Mechamer, Haloyoda Lakoli, Dozla Machmose, the behema doesn't know the coil of the Safsira. The Safsira is a new person. He doesn't know the Safsira. So therefore, he's not going to be Ozla Machmose. There's no Shash of the Isra of Mechamer. Vimishim Shelu Schirus, Kivan Delavdi Dehu, Loy Moshel, Loy Moiger. Since the Safsira is only a broker, he doesn't own the animals, so there's no Shash that he's going to rent out the animals or lend out the animals, because he doesn't have the right to do that. He only has the right, he's only a broker, he only can find a buyer. But he's not going to be able to rent or lend the animals. So Ebazoy does not shash, so Ayoda de Safsira is mutter. That's what the Gemara says. So Rav Moshe asks, Ebazoy, what's Rabbeinu Baruch's taina? What's Rabbeinu Baruch saying? If the person's a bala boss and he bought the animal for himself, so now there's a shash hefsid, so then he's allowed to sell it to a guy. But if he's a tagar, if he's a person who deals in horses, so then it's also, why? Because then it's only minyas harevach, it's not a hefsid. For Ekra Moshe, a tagar shouldn't have the problem to begin with. A tagar is someone who buys horses and sells them. So what are you worried about? Nisyuni? No, the behemoth doesn't know him, Bechlal. He doesn't know the koil, so therefore there's no kshash of Mechamer. Shelu Schiris? No, a tagar is not interested in renting or lending his behemoths out. He bedafka wants to sell them. That's his whole business. So there's no chshash. Just like by a safsira there's no chshash, so by a tagar there's no chshash either. So l'chayra, what's Rabbeinu Baruch's taina? A balabas who bought a behema, so for him it's a hefsit. A tagar who buys behemoths and sells them, for him there's bechlal no chshash. So therefore it should be mutter even without the heter of hefsit. So what's Rabbeinu Baruch's taina? This is Rav Moshe's question on Rabbeinu Baruch, and he says that Enochanami, by a tagar, really the reasons, the chashas of Nisyuni and Shelus Schiris are really not there, just like by a safsira. However, since he owns the behema, so therefore there's a loy plug. Chazal were goyzer on anyone who owns a behema that is an iser to sell the behema to a goy. A sasir who doesn't own the behema, their chazal were not goyzer. A tagger who does own the behema, even though by a tagger there's no chshash, the chshashes are not there. Nisyuni shelo schiras are not negeya by a tagger. However, since he owns the behema, there's a loy plug, and just like Chazal asked the balabos to sell his behema, they asked the tagger to sell his behema. So Mamela, Rabbeinu Baruch's taina is that l'chayra there's no heter of hefsid by a tagger, even though there'll be a heter of hefsid by a balabos, there'll be no heter of hefsid by a tagger. Says Rav Moshe, we see from this Rabbeinu Baruch a very interesting thing. We see that the loy plug could be more chomer than the iser itself. The iser itself has a heter of hefsid. And that's why a bala boss is allowed to sell his behema to a goy. But a tagger who's also loy plug is usher because he doesn't have the heter of hefsid. It's only for him, it's only minyas harevach, it's not hefsid. So the loy plug comes out to be more chomer than the iser itself. The bala boss himself will be mutter, it'll be mutter for him to sell his behema. But for the loy plug person, for the tagar, it will be aser for him to sell the behemoths. This is what Rav Moshe boys from Rabbeinu Baruch. The cholkim on Rabbeinu Baruch, says Rav Moshe, they hold that once the iser itself becomes mutter, then loy plug can't be aser anymore. You cannot have a situation where the ikar iser is mutter, but the loy plug is aser. And even though the ikar iser is mutter because of heter of pseida, as in this case, a balabais who owns a behema is mutter for him to sell because of the heter of pseida, and the loy plug doesn't have that heter of pseida because for a tagger it's not a pseida, it's all minyas harevach. Still says Rav Moshe, the cholkim and Rabbeinu Baruch hold that you cannot have a situation where the etzem iser, the ikar iser, is mutter and the loy plug will become aser. And Rav Moshe makes a very interesting tsushtel to a machloikis, the mechaber, and Rabbi Kiva Eger in Hilchas Shabbos. The Mechaber in Simen Shin Aleph Siftes, Paskins, Lo Yetze B'Tapas She'ein Oleh HaChoysim, a man is not allowed to go out with a ring on his finger if it doesn't have a choysim, if it doesn't have a signet, because it's not considered a tachshit for a man to go out with a ring. V'im Yotze Chayev, if he goes out with such a ring, he's Chayev, he's Chayev HaChatos. V'im Yesh Oleh HaChoysim, but if the ring has a choysim, so the Mechaber says, L'Rashi Potter u'L'Rabbeinu Tam u'L'HaRambam Mutter. What's the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam? Everyone is moide that there's no chiyuv chatos, because since it has a chosim, it's considered a tachshit for an ish to walk around with a signet ring. It's considered a tachshit. It's not considered a masui. But the machlokes is like this. Are we gozer by a man? The same thing, we're gozer by a woman. By a woman, we're gozer, Dilma Shalif u'Machvi. Maybe she's going to take it off to show to her friends. And if she takes it off and shows, she's going to walk with it. So she's going to be over in the Eis of Hotzah. So are we gozer that by a man or not? So according to Rashi, we are gozer, and therefore it's potter. It's also midrabbonon, ul rabbeinu tam, ul rambam, it's mutter. Because by a man, we're not gozer, dil mashalafu machvi. Only by an ish are we gozer, but not by an ish. The mechavafir zois, de einoi tachshit ela le'ish. This tabas, this ring that has a chosim, is only a tachshit for an ish. An ish wears a tabas sheishala chosim, an ish wears a signet ring, but not an isha. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, there's no gzer of dul mashalafu machvi, and therefore it's mutter. But something that an isha also wears, then it's aser, even according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. Why? Because of loy plog. Even though there's no gzeira by an ish of shalafu machvi, we're not afraid that a man is going to be shalafu machvi only by an isha. That's only true if the thing that the ish is wearing is only something that an ish wears. So then there's no loy plug. This item is not worn by a woman. But something that an isha will wear, so for her there is a gzeira of dilma shalafu machvi that's usher even for an ish, als loy plug. This is the mechaber in Simen Shin Aleph, Sif Tes. Now, the Mechaber in Simen Shin Gimel Sif Yudches says, "B'ha'idna nashi didan nagu lotzis b'chol tachshitim." The women nowadays are noyig to go outside with all their tachshitim. V'yesha amru d'midina asuros. Really, it's also for them because of the gzeira of dilma shalafu machvi. It's better not to say anything because if they, even if we tell them, they're not going to listen. So therefore, it's better not to say anything. And the Mechaber Firas Ois, and he says, Yesh Misha Oimer, Shebezman Hazeh Shenohagu Ho Anoshim Lotzis B'Tabas Shein Olei Choysim. Nowadays, men do go out with rings, even if there's no Choysim. Harei Zilohem Kitachshit V'Shari. It's mutter for a man nowadays to go out with a ring that doesn't have a Choysim on it, because since nowadays men do wear such rings, and they do walk around with those rings on their fingers, therefore, Bizman Hazeh, it's considered a Tachshit even for an Ish, and therefore, it's mutter for them to walk out with the ring. Frekt Rebbe Akiva Eiger, what happened to the Gzeir of Dilma Shalaf Umachvi? Bishlam by the women, so it says that they're not going to listen. Kivan Shal Yishmo Mutav Shu Shayguis Valu Mazidus. But the men will listen. So L'chayr Al the Gzeir of Dilma Shalaf Umachvi, we should tell the men not to wear, even though Bizman Hazeh, they do wear such rings and it's considered a Tachshit. Nevertheless, it should be also Al Dilma Shalaf Umachvi. Are you going to tell me that by an ish there's no gzera of shalaf umachvi? Yeah, but the mechaber paskins in Simin Shinalf that there's a light plug. Whenever there's a shalaf umachvi by isha, there's a shalaf umachvi by an ish, also light plug. So lechaira, why does the mechaber say that it's mutter for a man to wear a ring nowadays? Because it's considered a tachshit. But what about the shalaf umachvi? Are you going to tell me that we were matir by ladies because mutter shishagis volume is idos, but you don't have that svara by men? So l'chayr, the din should be that it should be usur for a man to walk out with a ring on Shabbos, even though he normally would walk out with it, and even though it has a din of a tachshit because of the loy plug of Dilma Shalaf Umachvi. Says Rav Moshe, the machleikus mechaber and Rabbi Akiva Eiger is the machleikus Rabbeinu Baruch and the other Yishayim. We just saw that according to Rabbeinu Baruch, even though the Iker Isser is Mut al Pseida, still the loy plug is usur. So who are then over here? Even though the Iker Isser is mutter, we tell the ladies they're allowed to walk out with rings, because mutter, she's shaygus value mazidas. So the Iker Isser is mutter. But the leplug should be aser. Men should be aser to walk out with the rings because of the leplug of Dolma Shalav Umachvi. But the Mechaber holds not like Rabbeinu Baruch. The Mechaber holds that once the Iker Isser is mutter, the leplug has to become mutter as well. I would say, since the Iker Isser over here was for Nashim, and for them were matter it as mutter, she's shaygus value mazidas, Oibazoi, the Isser on the Anoshim also has to become mutter, and therefore it's mutter for a man to walk out with a ring on Shabbos, because there's no loy plug of Shalaf Umachvi. The Gemara, in the middle of the Amud, brings a brisa that says like this, Tanya ben Besera matir besus, mipnei shehu oise by melocha she'in chayovan aleochatos. Ben Besera is matir to sell a horse to a goy. A horse is not included in the Isser of selling a behemagasa to a goy. And the reason is because the horse does a malacha she'ein chayoven alei achatos. Now Rashi in the Mishnah in Daf Yudal Amud Beis explained that that means because the horse is miyuchad l'rechiva. Rashi says she'ein malachti ela l'rechiva u'rechiva shvusu v'lav malacha mishum d'chay noise yasatzmai. Rechiva, riding a behema, is not a malacha on Shabbos, and therefore there's no iser shvisis behemta. So there's no chashash that the Yid is going to rent or lend the behemoth to a goy, because even if he does so and the goy taki uses it on Shabbos, there will be no Issa de Raisa. It's only a shvus. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi. Because Tosfos asks that what Rashi says does not stim with the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Because the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that everybody holds chaynoisi yisatzme, even the Rabbanon. Even the Rabbanon agree that chaynoisi yisatzme. So even according to the Rabbanon, if the whole chashash is that the person, that the guy is going to ride the behema, the Rabbanon agree that chaynoisi yisatzme, and therefore there's no issa melacha. There's no issa melacha. There's no issa shvisas behemtoi. So when is there a machlokes, the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? So the Gemara says the machlokes is in a case where the behema, the sus, is miyuchid to carry oifos. The bird trappers used to use birds of prey to catch birds, and the launching pad would be the back of the sus. They would have a sus that was miyuchid to carry these oifos, and that's how they would catch their birds. So there we say that the Rabbanon Acholik, because they don't hold Chai Noisi Yisatzmi in that case. That means the only time, according to the Rabbanon, that we say Chai Noisi Yisatzmi is by Odom, by a person. But by birds or by any animal, if we do not say, so that's the machlokes. We're talking here about a sus that's miyuchad not to carry odom, it's miyuchad to carry oifus. The Rabbanon hold there's no din chay noisi esatzmi. Therefore it's a malacha. Oibazoi there's an issa shvises behemte. So mamele we goy zeratu shelus chirus, because we're afraid that the goy is going to use it to carry his birds on Shabbos, which is a malach. Ben Besera holds chaynosi esatzmai all the time by Adam and by behema chayva oif. So therefore, there's no malacha. There's no malacha. There's no issur. There's no gzera atushela uschirus. This is how the Gemara Masechta Shabbos explains the machlokes ben Besera and the Rabbanan. How could Rashi in the Mishnah say that the reason for Ben Besera, the reason why Ben Besera is Mata Besus is because it's Miuchad L'Rechiva? The Gemara there says not like that. The Gemara over there says that even if it's Miuchad for Oifas and not for Rechiva, there's still a din of Chai Noisi Esatzme according to Ben Besera. So Tosfos is Chaylik on Rashi, and Tosfos says that what the Gemara means when it says Mipnei Shehu Oisib by Melacha She'en Chayovin Aleachatos, what that means is that Ben Besera holds the Chai Noisi Esatzme is true in all cases, whether it's Adam, whether it's Behema Chayev Oif, the din is Chai Noisi Esatzme. And that's why Ben Besera is Matir Besus. Now, when we come to our Gemara, so we run into a little bit of a difficulty according to Tosfos. The Gemara brings a machlokes Ben Besera and Rebbe. Ben Besera is Mata Besus, and the Gemara says, V'Rebbe Oisim Ipnei Beis Dvarim, Echad Mishum Teres Klei Zayin, V'Echad Mishum Teres Behema Gasa. And the Gemara asks, Bishlam Teres Klei Zayin Ika Dekakal B'Sichufe, which means that the horse stomps on people and he kills them, so it's a Klei Zayin. Ela Teres Behema Gasa Maihi, Teres Behema Gasa, how could you say that it's also to sell a sus as a Behema Gasa? L'chayr, it is no malacha, because Chai Noisi is Atzmai. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? Maybe Rebbe holds like the Rabbanan, that there's no din of Chai Noisi is Atzmai by Shar Balechayim, only by Odom, and that's why he's Chilak and Ben Besera. Bishlam, according to Rashi, that we're talking here about a sus that's Oimid L'Rechiva, so we're talking about Odom, so then everyone holds Chai Noisi is Atzmai, so the Gemara's Kash is very understandable. Teres Behema Gasa Maihi, the Chai Noisi is Atzmai, there's no malacha. But according to Mises, Taisus, that we're learning that the sus here is miuchet va'oifoi, so there is a machlekes whether there's chaynos esatzmi on that or not. Or b'zei, maybe Rebbe holds that there's no din chaynos esatzmi like the Rabbon. So Taisus by us in Divrei Amaschal Ella asks this question, and Taisus answers that since Rebbe asers to sell a sus because of Teres Klei Zayin, that's mashma that we're talking about a sus that's being ridden on by a person. A person rides a sus, and he commands his sus to kill someone by stomping. So Teres Klei Zayin is mashma that we're talking about a case where there's Rechivas Adam. And still Rebbe says Teres Behema Gasa. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. How could there be Teres Behema Gasa? L'chayre, everyone is moida by Adam that it's din of Chai Noisi Es Atzmi. So it comes out according to Tosfos that there are three shitas here. And Tosfos speaks this out meforish. Ben Besera holds that it's always mutter to sell a sus to a guy, no matter what kind of sus, whether it's miuchad l'rechivas adam or it's miuchad l'rechivas eifus, it's mutter because we always hold chaynos yisatzmei, memele is noch shash malach. Rebbe holds that it's always usher to sell a sus to a guy, even if it's only miuchad l'rechivas adam, which l'chayre there would be a din of chaynos yisatzmei, and the reason is because of Teres Klei Zayin, and like the Gemara answers, l'kishiyaz kinematchina berechayim. So there's a chshash malacha even by a sus, which is miyuchad l'rechivas adam. So according to Rebbe, it's always also to sell a sus to a guy. According to the Rabbanan, it depends. If it's miyuchad l'rechivas adam, it's mutter, because chay noisi es atzmai. If it's miyuchad l'oifos, it's also because there's no din chay noisi es atzmai on oifos. Now, this understanding of the Braisa will help us answer a question on the Rambam. The Gemara here by us, after the Gemara brings the Braisa, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechonon halacha ki ben Besera. The halacha is like Ben Besera. The Rambam in Yad HaChazaka paskins based on this Gemara. That's what the Magid Mishnah says. He paskins that it's mutter to sell a sus to a guy. Why? Because a sus is miyochid l'rechiva, and rechiva is not an isur malacha. Memel, it's mutter to sell a sus to a guy. The problem is that the Rambam here in Pirush HaMishnayos says lahegi faker. The Rambam says ve'ein halacha ki ben Besera. The Rambam paskins not like Ben Besera. So l'chayr, first of all, he's going kineged the Gemara. The Gemara says halacha keben Besera. And second of all, he's paskening not like what he paskens in Yad HaChazaka. There's a stira between the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos and the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka. Of Lamaisa, according to the way Tosfos explains, our sugya is alsfa infant. When Rabbi Yochanan says halacha keben Besera, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't mean halacha keben Besera kineged the Rabbanan. He means halacha keben Besera kineged Rebbe. Rebbe paskins that it's also to sell a sus to a guy, even if it's Eimid L'Rechivas Adam, for two reasons, because Teres Klei Zayin, and because of the Kishiyazkin Matchina Berechayim, because of the Isser Behemagasa. on that Ben Beseira and the Rabbanan Acholik, and there the Halachas Ki Ben Beseira, because we hold Chaynoisius Atzmai, and we're not worried about Teretz Klei Zayin. So when it comes to Rebbe, the Halachas like Ben Beseira. When it comes to our Mishnah, the Ben Beseira was matir to sell a sus to a guy, even if the sus is not miyuchad l'rechivas adam, even if it's miyuchad l'rechivas oifas, there ain't halacha ke Ben Beseira. So everything's good. The Rambam minyana chazaka paskins that a sus that same l'rechivas adam, it's mutter to sell to a guy because halacha ke Ben Beseira. Meaning halacha ke Ben Beseira kineged Rebbe. But when it comes to the shayla of Machlekes Rebbe Ben Beseira and the Rabbanon, then the halacha is not like Ben Beseira. Then the halacha is like the Rabbanon, that the only time we say Chaynoisi Esatzmo is on a person and not on Oifos, and therefore would be asid to sell a sus that's miyuchet for Oifos to a guy because there's no din Chaynoisi Esatzmo. And that's the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos who says ain halacha ki Ben Beseira. Now the Gemara brings b'shem Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel an incident. About Beis Rebbe. Shall Beis Rebbe hoyu makrivin shar shal petem b'yom edom. They would bring as a present, Rashi says, mas v'deirin l'melech, a tax and a present to the king. They would bring a shar shal petem b'yom edom. On the day, on the holiday, on the goyisha eid. Chosed dalad rivavon shein makrivin osay hayom elo l'machar. So they paid in order not to bring it on the day of the eid, but the next day. Chosed al drivavon shein makriven osei chay el ashachut, that it should be a geshachten, and chosed al drivavon shein makriven osei kolik. So the Gemara wants to use this as a raya, that a shar shal petem is asur to sell to a goy, and that's why the Shalbeis Rebbe wanted, they paid money, that they shouldn't have to be makrivit, they shouldn't have to deliver it chay, because that would be asur, el ashachut, it would be shecht. Now, the Rishayim HaMa'ayra, that L'chayra, how is Rebbe allowed to do this? L'maisa L'chayra, he was being over the Yisra of Yom Eidon. We know that it's also to transact with a Goy B'Yom Eidon, either because of Lifnei Iver, or because of the Chshash of Azul U'Maidon. And it says here in the Gemara, Shal Beis Rebbe, Hoyim Akribim Shar Shal Petem B'Yom Eidon. So seemingly, they were over this Yisra. How could it be? So the Ravid says that Enochanami, Itaka was Asr. And in fact, he learns Pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Ulotameich, Shein, Makriven, Esa, Hayyim, Elo, Lamacher, Maitaimo, he learns Pshat that what was to be gained? We're dealing here with two Isurim. We're dealing here with an Isur of Yemeid, and we're dealing here with an Isur of selling a behemoth or giving a behemoth gasa, even a shar shal petem to a guy. So what is it going to help that they did it Lamacher the next day? So they got rid of one Isur. The Isur of Yemeid. But what about the Isur of behemoth gasa? What does it help to get rid of one Yisr? If anyway, you're being over a different Yisr. This is how the Ravid learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Rishayim jump all over the Ravid, and they say, first of all, what does that mean to say that if a person is being over two Yisurim, he shouldn't try to be Mamayit and only be over one Yisr? What is that supposed to mean? Avad, if a person has two Yisurim on his hands, he has to try his best to be Mamayit even if he can only be Mamayit one of them. The lashon of the Rashba is Otu man di ikole trei yisuri iloi motzi mevatel tarvai iloi mevatel chodeminayo. If a person is being over two yisurim and he can't be mevatel both, he shouldn't even try to be mevatel one. Avadi has to be mevatel as many as he can. And also, it's shver to say that Rebbe was being over an isur of Yom Eidon. How can we say such a thing? So the Rashba explains. He says like this: the isur Yom Eidon bechihol leka. There's no isur of Yom Eid here. Why? Deloi asru elalimkar veloses. Chazal only asked business. Imishim da azul umoide, imishim lifnei iver. Aval b'mas hamutl v'kavua alavodov, but paying taxes, loy azul umoide. There's no chashash of azul umoide. Why not? Because since it's something which is kavua, since it's something which is expected, so mamela, the king doesn't get excited about it. So there's no azul umoide. The only time it's azul umoide is if a guy does a business deal that maybe he didn't expect, or it's a new thing, so therefore there's a chashash azul umoide. But something which is mutal and kavua alavodov, loy azul umoide. Now, the Mishnah says, ein boinim imohem basiliki gardum itstadi ubimo. One's not permitted to build with the goyim these four different kinds of binyanim because they're all meant to kill people. And Rashi explains, "Ukidei shlo yitofes Yisrael sham aser livnei simoim." We're afraid that maybe they're going to chop a yid and they're going to kill the yid over there. So therefore, it's us to build these buildings with the goyim. Avol boinin imohem bimusiois ubeis merchatzois. Those buildings it is permitted. Higia lekipa, but when it reaches the arch where they put the Avodah Zarah, Shemamidim ba'avodas kechavim, asa livnis. That's the Mishnah. Now Rashi in the Mishnah, when it, Divrei HaMashal bimusiois, is a little confusing. Rashi seems to be soicer himself. The way Tosfos brings Rashi on Amud Beis, Divrei HaMashal bimusiois, Tosis brings Rashi, and he says like this: Pirusha Kuntris, Bima Shel Evan Achas. It's a bima. It's made out of one stone. What's called in the Torah Lashon Matseva, Shemakriven Alehem Zvachim LaAvodas Kechavim, VeKairin Lahem Altar. This is the altar that's built in the Beis Avodah Zarah. So it's mutter to build a bimusiyos, these altars, it's mutter to build in the Beis Avodah Zarah. Why is it mutter? Ulahachi sharu, dolei havel a tashmish le tashmish avodas kechavim. It's only a tashmish to tashmish. It's not the tashmish itself, which means like this. Tosfos explains weiter that they were not makriv directly on this altar, but rather they used a machta, they used a pan, or they used some other separation between the altar and the carbon. So therefore, this altar, this matseva, is only a tashmish to tashmish. It's holding up the item in which you're being makriv in which these goyim are being makriv in for to avodah zarah. So since it's only a tashmish to tashmish, the mela, it's mutter to build it for the goyim. Now Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi, and he says, does it make sense that Chazal should be matir to build a place that they're going to be matir on this place? Doesn't make sense. How could Chazal be matir that? So therefore, says Tosfos, that the Riyuz Geiris Kegirsas Ha'orach Shapirish Dimusiois, Bedalid, Vuhu Lashon Merchatzois. The Girs in the Mishnah is not Bimusiois, which is a Lashon of a Matseva, an altar, but a Lashon Dimusiois, which is a Lashon of a Beis HaMerchatz. And that's the Heter, because these are not Binyonim that are meant for Avodah Zarah. So this is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns that the Heter of the Mishnah is the Heter of Tashmish to Tashmish. Tosfos is Chaylik. Tosfos holds no. The Heter of the Mishnah is because these are not Binyonim that are made L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So what is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? Rashi holds that it's mutter to build the Tashmish L'Avodah Zarah, and Tosfos says it's impossible. Chazal could never be matter such a thing. What's the Machlokes? So Rav Moshe in Igris Moshe explains like this. He says, L'chaira, how could there be a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos whether it's mutter to build the Tashmish or not? We had a sugya previously in Daf Yud Beis where the Gemara says that it's also to be Mahana Avodah Zarah. The Gemara had brought down Shitas Rabbi Yechanon that it's also to be Mahana and Avodah Zarah. And even Reish Lakish, who was Chaylik over there, we spoke out B'Shem Tosfos that that's only in a situation where being Mahana and Avodah Zarah comes with a bezayin. By being Mahana them, you're being Mavaza them. Like the sugya over there, like the case over there, that he refused, the Yid refused to put on the Vered V'Hodos to pater himself from the Meches. So that turned into a Bezoyin for the Avodah Zarah, that he did not want to show that he is a follower of this Avodah Zarah. So that's a Bezoyin for the Avodah Zarah. So in that case, Reish Lakish is matter to be Mahana. But otherwise, everybody's moided that it's also to be Mahana Avodah Zarah. So how could a person go ahead and build a Tashmish to Tashmish Avodah Zarah? He's being Mahana Avodah Zarah. So Rav Moshe says that Al Karachach, we have to be talking over here in a case where we know that this Bimusiyos is going to be built anyway. The Goyim, the Avodah Zarah, they're going to build it anyway. It's only a Shiloh of who's going to build it. Is the contractor going to be this year, or are they going to contract it out to someone else? So says Rav Moshe, that's not called Mahana Avodah Zarah, since it's going to happen anyway. Elamai, you being Mahana the Koimrim, you being Mahana the managers in the Avodah Zarah, that they don't have to look further, they don't have to go find a different contractor. Says Rav Moshe, that's not being Mahana Avodah Zarah, that's being Mahana the people. Oibazoi, there's no Isser being Mahana. So if there's no Isser being Mahana, so what's Taka Asser? Why does Tosfos say that there's no Svar, the Chazal could be Mako on such a thing? Says Rav Moshe that the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is totally in the understanding of the din of Ibud Avodah Zarah. Besides for the din of not being Mahana Avodah Zarah, there's a din of being Ma'abed Avodah Zarah. L'mashal in Eretz Yisrael, or even in Chutz La'aretz, where it's Yad Yisrael Tekifa, if the Yidden have the power to do so, the Mechuyiv to be Mesharish Achareah, the Mechuyiv to go ahead and destroy Avodah Zarah. Any Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, when it's under Jewish sovereignty, or even in Chutz La'aretz, when there's Jewish sovereignty, the halacha is, v'mechuyiv to be ma'abed avodah zarah. We have to destroy avodah zarah. Now, when the goyim are in control, so we can't be ma'abed avodah zarah. So there, the halacha is, with potter. There's no chiyiv ibed avodah zarah when the goyim are in control, because there's nothing we could do. Says Rav Moshe that this is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Do we say that since in Golus, where the Goyim are in charge, we have no Chiyuv Ibed Avodah Zarah, so therefore we're Potter and Gansin from that mitzvah? There's no Chiyuv to be Ma'abed Hashem Avodah Zarah, because we can't. Or do we say, no, Eino Hanami, we can't be Ma'abed Avodah Zarah, but we still have a Chiyuv of Ibad Avodah Zarah in as much that we can do it. The Hainu, not to build L'shem Avodah Zarah. Says Rav Moshe that this is the Machlokes. Rashi holds that we have no din Ibad Avodah Zarah in Chutz La'aretz, in a place that we have no power, we have no control, we have no din of Ibad Avodah Zarah. So therefore, even building L'shem Avodah Zarah is not Asr, as long as it's a Tashmish to Tashmish. It's not a Tashmish itself. So therefore, it's not a Chefetz of Avodah Zarah, it's only a Tashmish to Tashmish of Avodah Zarah. So the only problem with that is that there's a Chiv to be Ma'abed Shem Avodah Zarah, and this is Fakert, this is building L'shem Avodah Zarah. Says Rashi, no. But L'maisa, Bizman Hazeh, in Unzer Regalos, we do not have a in Ibad Avodah Zarah, because we're not in control. So Mel, it's worth even to build. Tosfos holds, no, this that we don't have a shame Ibad, a din of Ibad Avodah Zarah is only because we can't. But as much as we could do, we're mechuyev to do. So building L'shem Avodah Zarah is exactly the opposite of Ibad Avodah Zarah. So even though we can't do Ibad Avodah Zarah, but this much we could do, not to build L'shem Avodah Zarah. So therefore, Avada, it's Pasha, the Chazal would never be matter such a thing. This is the way Ramosha explains the Machlekes, Rashi, and Tosfos. Now, the Rambam, in Perek Tes, Mehilchas Avodah Zarah, says like this. He says, Aser livnois ha-kipa shemamidim bo ha-avodah zarah. One's not permitted to build the kippah, that archway where they put the Avodah Zarah, that's the Mishnah. The Rambam firzois, avol boina hu lechatchilo ha-traklin oi ha-chotzer sheyesh bo oisa ha-kipa. But he's permitted to build the traklin, the big building, or the chatzer, that houses, that has that kippah. So he's not allowed to build the kippah, because the kippah has that Avodah Zarah in it, but he's allowed to build the building around the kippah. This is what the Rambam says. Now, the Tur in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel quotes the Rambam, and he says like this. He says, V'chein kosev Rashi. This shitas Rambam stims with Rashi, shehu mutter, kivan, shehu, tashmish, tashmish, Avodah Zarah. This traklin, this building around the kippah, is a tashmish, tashmish. The kippah is the tashmish, Avodah Zarah. That's where the Avodah Zarah sits. And the tashmish is the chatzar, or the traklin that's around the Avodah Zarah. So according to Rashi Shita, the Rambam is good. According to the Re holds that tashmish is aser. Chazal would never be matir. It's not a svara that Chazal could be matir such a thing because there's a chiv ibad avodah zarah. So it's also even to build the tashmish and tashmish. So it comes out that the Rambam is totally b'machlokes. The Rambam stims with Rashi that tashmish and tashmish is mutter to build. The mail of the Rambam says you're allowed to build the building around the kippah. And according to the Re, that would be awesome. The Mechaber, Paskins, he brings the Rambam. He says, avol boinehu lechatchil ha-traklan oya chotzer sheyesh ba oisa kippah. The Taz in Sivkot and Dalet is Matmi on the Mechaber. He says, Eino Chanami, that's the Psak of Rashi and the Rambam. Abulamaisa, according to Tosfos, the din would be that it should be Aser. Valkein Tema ala Shulchan Aruch for Ramah shalechashashu lifsek lechumra. Why were the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah not paskening lechumra? Befrat v'isr elu. We're handling here with Avodah Zarah, which is a dove chumrad moed. So Avada, the Mechaber and the Ramah should have paskened like Tosfos, the Tashmish is Aser. And the Taz for Rizois, not only that, V'nira Li, the Afilush, the Rashi, the Rambam, Ein Heter, Ela Derech, Mesayeh, Lechud. It's only mutter to be Mesayeh. It's not mutter to build these things. It's not mutter to build the Tashmish. It's mutter only to be Mesayeh to build the Tashmish. Shari Isa B'mishna, B'loshin Zeh, Boine Imahem. The Taz is being redacted, the Loshin in the Mishnah, which says, Boine Imahem, you're allowed to build with them. It doesn't say you could build it. It says you can build with them. Why does it say Eloshin Imam? It's an extra word in the Mishnah. It says the Taz, because the only heter to build these things is Als Mesayeh. You're being Mesayeh them. You're not Mechuyev to stop working for them. They hired you as a contractor, and you were working for them, and now you're going to stop. No, you're not Mechuyev to stop. Baini Imam, you could be Mesayeh them. You could tell them what to do. You could get them workers. You could be Mesayeh. Why, says the Taz? Because Mesayeh ain't by Mamish. But to go ahead and say that it's mutter to build these buildings l'chatchila, avada, that's not true. The Mishnah says only by Nimoy. This is what the Taz says. Comes along the Goyin in Sivkot and Vav, and he's chaylik on the Torah, and he's chaylik on the Taz. He says with Tzarechin, the Torah is shver. Why? The Divrei HaRambam eino inyan lozeh. The Rambam has nothing to do with the Machlekes, Rashi, and Tosfos. Why the Omer b'masniton higia l'kipa asa livnois? It says in the Mishnah that when you come to the kipa, it's asa to build. What does that mean? That means you were building the tracklin. You were building the chatzir. Higia l'kipa, you come to the kipa, asa livnois. So it's mafurish in the Mishnah like the Rambam. The Rambam is just saying over the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that higia l'kipa, it's asa livnois, which means obviously that you were building till then, and then you reached the kipa. So what were you building till then? You were building the tracklin. It's mafurish in the Mishnah that you're allowed to build the tracklin, and just you're not allowed to build the kipa. That's all the Rambam says. And no one's going to argue on that. That's the Mefurash Mishnah. The Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is something else. The Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is where you're building a makram that the makrib l'avodah zarah, which is a tashmish to tashmish. Rashi holds its mutter, and Tosfos holds its aser. But that's not what the Rambam's talking about. The Rambam's talking about a building around the kippah, which doesn't have the same din. It's not a din of a tashmish to tashmish. This is the Goyin's question on the Torah and the Taz, and therefore, according to the Goyin, the Mechaber is very gishmak. The reason why the Mechaber passed like the Rambam is because no one's chaylik on the Rambam. The only machlekes is Rashi and Tosfos is by building the Bimusios. But when it comes to building a tracklin, everybody would be Maidim. Now, the Achrayim speak out that the Goyin's Kasha is not Pashit. It's not Pashit that that's the way you learn the Mishnah. The Ritva on the Mishnah asks a question. He says, we have a halacha that Reitze B'Kiyuma Yizasar by Yisuri Hano. If the person is involved in a situation where he wants the Yisuri Hanot to be Mekuyim, he's being over an Isser. That's called Reitze B'Kiyumai. If he wants the Kiyum of the Isser, it's Asser. So Frek, the Ritva, every time you build anything, L'Shem Avodah Zarah, it's Reitze B'Kiyumai of that Avodah Zarah. You're being nana. You want the Avodah Zarah to be Mekuyim in order that you should have this job of building the, whatever it is, the building or whatever you're building, to be Musiyos L'Shem Avodah Zarah, even if it's a Tashmish, the Tashmish should be Asser, it's Reitze B'Kiyumai. So how could you say that it's mutter in any situation to build anything l'shem avodah zarah? What about the din of reitze b'kiyumai? So the Ritva explains that this, that the Mishnah is matter to build any of these buildings, the musiois or merchatzois or any of these buildings, is only because these buildings be'etzim have nothing to do with avodah zarah. They're not buildings that are made l'shem avodah zarah. It happens to be that after they build the buildings, they put an Avodah Zarah in the building. The Goyim were very addicted to their Avodah Zarahs. They wanted it all over the place. So whenever they built the building, even though the building had nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, they would make a special kippah in the building and put the Avodah Zarah there. But Be'etzim, the building was not L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Therefore, says the Ritva, there's no Reitze B'Kiyumei Bechlal on any Avodah Zarah. Because when you're building the building, you're building it L'Shem something else. It's a Beis HaMerchitz, it's a Dimusios, whatever these buildings are, but they're not buildings of Avodah Zarah. So there's no Reitze B'Kiyumei when the Yid is building the building. When it comes to the Kippah, so now they're going to put the Avodah Zarah in the Kippah, that becomes Tashmish of Avodah Zarah, and that's also. But Be'etzim, the only time it's mutter to build a building is when the building is not a building L'Shem Avodah Zarah. This is the way that the Ritva learns Pshat in the Mishnah. Oy bazoi, there's no makar anymore from the Mishnah to the Rambam. This that the Mishnah says Higia L'Kippah is also Livnois, and it's Mashma, but before that the Traklin is Mutter. Hani Mili, when it's a binyan that's not L'Shem Avodah Zarah, but to go ahead and build a Traklin around the Kippah, when the Traklin is L'Shem Avodah Zarah, that Avada would be Aser. It's Reitze B'Kiyumai. That Avada is Aser. So when the Torah says that the Rambam is telling the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, the Torah is correct. Because according to Rashi, it's mutter even to build a tashmish to tashmish. According to Tosfos, it's also livnois anything. Not only is a tashmish to tashmish also, but it's also to build anything that there's a reitze b'kiyumai of the avodah zarah on. According to Tosfos, there's no makar for the Rambam. The Rambam would be wrong according to Tosfos. So therefore, avada the mechaber is telling the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, and like the Taz Paskins, avada we have to be machmer like shitas haTosfos. Now, the Gemara at the bottom of Amud Beis brings a Maisa, Tana Rabbanon, Kish Nitfas, Rabbi Eliezer, Laminus, Halu, Lagardum. Rashi says, Nitfas, Laminus, Minim, Tav, Suhu, Lekoifel, Avodis, Kechovim. They wanted to force Rabbi Eliezer to din Avodis Zara. So the Gemara says, the Maisa that the Hegmoin said to him, Zokin, Shekamoyscha, Yasik, Bidvarim, Betalim, Halalu. So, Omar Loi, Nemon, Olai, Hadayon. So Rabbi Eliezer answered the judge and he said, Neman alai hadayim, kasavar oisehegman olavu oimer. The judge thought that he was talking about him, that Rabbi Eliezer was accepting the din of the dayan. V'huloi omer el kineged obishabah shamayim. But really Rabbi Eliezer meant, Neman alai hadayim, he meant Eibishta. Now in the Sefer Avodah Brura, he points out a number of very interesting nekudas in this story. First of all, he brings from the Sefer HaGilgulim, that Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol was a Gilgal of Reuven. And this was the Einish for Reuven when he said to the brothers to throw Yosef into the boar. And the Gemara says that Mayim ain boy, but Nechoshim v'akrabim yesh boy. So Reuven put Yosef into a matzav of sakana, so he also was put into a matzav of sakana. And Reuven, at the end of the day, was able to save Yosef from Misa, and that's why Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol was saved from Misa. In fact, he brings down from the Seder HaDeiros that when Leah said, Ki ra'a Hashem ba'anyi, and that's what she said when Reuven was born, the word ra'a is the Rosh HaTevis of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. And that was, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol was the Gilgal of Reuven. Another nekuda that he brings down from the Chofetz Chaim is that when Rabbi Eliezer said, Neman alai hadayon, the Gemara says that what did Rabbi Eliezer mean? He meant, Eibishter, Neman alai hadayon, he was makabel the Yisurim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He accepted what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gozer on him. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Kivon Rabbi Eliezer, Kibel alav din shamayim, takeif nistalak mimenu hadin. Since Rabbi Eliezer was makabel the Yisurim, he was makabel din shamayim, so right away the din was nistalak. And this is a Yisoid that's brought down b'shem the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva says, Habiteach ba'Hashem, umaskil lodas, shahayisurim heim l'tevasoi. When a person understands that the Yisurim are for his benefit, ve'enu mevayit bohem, he doesn't reject them, ha'chesed Hashem misavevoi, ki yasirei mimenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed surrounds him, and he will remove the Yisurim from him, v'yanokim yodin, it's a win-win. He doesn't have to go through the Yisurim, and he has a kapara on his avoinus, and he brings the same idea from the Menorah Hamor and from the Aras Dvash, that when a person is makabel, he accepts that the Yisurim that are coming upon him are l'toivosai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, neman olai adayon, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the Yisurim from him. And he brings an astounding memra from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Zecharin Lebracha. The Gemara in Masechta Baba Kama says that Ram Gamliel, he blinded Sima as Ein Tavi Avda. He blinded an eye of Tavi, his Eved, and he was very happy. Why was he happy? Because now he was able to be Meshachrer Tavi. The din is that a person is not allowed to be Meshachrer and Eved. A Meshachrer Avda is over Basay. So Ram Gamliel was stuck. He couldn't be Meshachrer Tavi. But now that he blinded him, now he's Yotze B'Shein V'Ayin. So the Gemara says that he met Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua told him, though, he's not going to go free. Why? Shekvar Hidisa. You are Moida, and Moida B'Knas, V'Achach Bo Eidim is Potter. So the Achronim Dan over there, what do you mean Moida B'Knas, V'Achach Bo Eidim is Potter? So let Tavi go to a different Beis Din, and let him mon Rabbi Gamliel over there, and he'll go free, because Rabbi Gamliel wasn't Moida over there. So the Rabbeinu Meir Simcha in Chidushim over there says, Shahoido b'knas chashuvat hashlomim. This that Rabbi Gamliel was moide, that he was chayiv to be mashachar, he was a moide b'knas. It's not the pshat that he was moide b'knas, merely he's potter. And therefore Tavi could go someplace else and be mechayiv. No, moide b'knas blives a tashlomim. It's as if he was paid. Once he was paid. So now you can't pay him twice. He was already paid. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, who adin, Misha Moide Shemagia lo Yisurim, someone who's Moide, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yisurim, that are coming upon him, he deserves it, Avuravi Noisa, because of his Averis, Hareyu ke Moide Beknas, the Choshev Tashlumin, he's Moide Beknas and he's Potter, because since Ahidah Beknas is considered a Tashlumin, so too Ahidah Be Yisurim is considered a Tashlumin, and it's as if he went through the Yisurim, and he's not Mechuyev anymore to have more Yisurim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.